موجه المهاجرين.
Migrant frequency.
La fréquence des immigrés.
Migrants ka frequency.
Migrants frequency.
Migrant frequency.
It's time for migrant frequency, man.
Dobar večer, Slovenia. You are listening to the third edition of Migrant Frequency at Radio Student at 89.3 MHz. This show is about Ahmed Al-Shami and his unborn solution. The solution is still not born, even though it has been more than 20 months already. You can sign the petition for Al-Shami to stay in Slovenia on Danis Yanodan website. We also have the news of Gorica, where migrants are stuck in a tunnel. My friends also, Osama, in the end, will share some thoughts with you about the purpose of life. And of course, big thanks to Joost Jager and Tiet Starts for their contribution to this edition. Now we will listen to Jura Grahek, who explains about his project. This is about that multiculturalism is not a threat to Slovenia. I'm really looking forward to having him for a live interview on the next show. So let's listen to the interview.
Živjo, jaz sem Jure Grahek, vodja projekta Živenajo vsi narodi. Živenajo vsi narodi je multimedijski projekt za spodbujanje medkulturnega dialoga, kar v bistvu v praksi pomeni, da produciramo razno razne multimedijske vsebine, audio, video, foto, katerih namen je ozaveščanje javnosti o tem, da v bistvu ljudje, ki živijo tukaj in niso Slovenci, priseljenci, ne predstavljajo nam nobene grožnje, ampak predstavljajo kvečemu obogatitev za slovensko družbo. Ker mislim, da strah, ki ga imamo Slovenci pred begunci, ki se poje manifestira tudi v raznih sovražnih dejanjih, prihaja iz tega, da se ne razumemo. Slovenci nimamo izkušenj z mešanjem kultur, z drugačnostjo. Ne? Vedno smo bili tukaj dost etnično omejeni. Že ko so prišli k nam priseljenci iz bivše juge, ko so res naši bratje, smo jih dost slabo sprejeli, ne, v začetku 90-ih. Tako da mislim, da je tukaj treba vzeti neke korake, nekako se angažirati, da celotno družbo spravimo na eno raven, ki je pripravljena sprejema drugačnost. Mislim, da to se da narediti najbolje tako, da pač različne ljudi na nek način predstaviš. In mi bi radi naredili nek majhen korak k bolj strpni družbi na ta način, da migransko kulturo, priseljence, njihovo identiteto predstavimo z nekimi čim bolj atraktivnimi multimedijskimi vsebinami. Zdaj v decembru pripravljamo svojo prvo večjo akcijo v sklopu tega projekta, ki je tako imenovana dobrodelna zdravljica, tako smo jo poimenovali. Gre za to, da smo naredili priredbo celotne Prešernove zdravljice, vseh 8 kitic, v neki taki zelo moderni obliki, kjer v glasbi smo jo s pomočjo 20 glasbenikov, velikih je Slovencev, velikih je pa tudi priseljencev, nekateri so tudi priseljenci druge generacije, ne? Se pravi ljudje, katerih starši so se priselili sem, oni so pa rojeni v Sloveniji, so dejansko Slovenci, samo imajo drugačne barve. Pa imamo srečo, da so nam na pomoč stopili še neki kar dosti znani ljudje, no? Boris Kavaca, Murat in Joes, Irina Ebua Tiran, hvala jim vsem. In računamo, da pač na ta način, da smo naredili nek izdelek, ki je v bistvu dosti pop, mainstream pesem in glasbeni spot, lahko na en atraktiven način, ki ga vsak razume, predstavimo to idejo, da spajanje kultur ni grožna. Da iz tega, da k nam prihajajo različni ljudje iz različnih ozadij in kultur, v bistvu mi nič ne zgubimo, kvečemu pridobimo, dobimo neko širino, ki je drugače ne bi imeli, dobimo neke nove, zelo lepe vplive. Na noben način pa nas to ne ogroža. Ne? Pač slovenskost, slovenska identiteta zato ne bo zginila. Lahko še toliko priseljencev k nam pride, pa mi ne bomo zato nič manj Slovenci. Mogoče pa bi lahko pomen te besede, kaj pomeni biti Slovenec, ratov malo drugačen. Ampak jaz to vidim kot zelo pozitivna stvar, ne? Ker nacionalna identiteta je nekaj, kar se vedno spreminja. No, ampak da ne zaidemo v preveč tele neke filozofske vode, ne? In samo zaveščanje, ki ima lahko sicer lahko ima dolgotrajne učinke, lahko pa tudi ne. No, zato smo upeljali v našo dobrodelno zdravljico tudi dobrodelno noto. In bo s pomočjo videospota Slovenska filantropija zbirala sredstva prek SMS donacij za vključevanje otrok beguncev v slovensko družbo. Kar to pomeni je, da boste ljudje, če vam bo všeč naše sporočilo, če vam bo všeč dobrodelna zdravljica, boste lahko prek SMS-a donirali 5 evrov, ki bo slovenska filantropija porabila za to, da se otrokom beguncem, veliko od katerih je tudi v Sloveniji brez spremstva, nobenemu pa ni prav fino, otrokom, ki so prišli v novo okolje, kjer nimajo prijateljev in se ne znajdejo prav dobro, da se njim omogoči stvari, kot so, da gredo v gledališče, da lahko trenirajo nogomet, da grejo na kakšne tabore, da grejo na tečaje slovenščine in take stvari, v bistvu razno razne take programe, ki jim pomagajo, da si naberajo prijatelje, da dobijo nove izkušnje, da s tem rastejo samozavest in da se pri nas začnejo počutiti doma.
And now the case of Ahmed Shami. Ahmed Shami has fingerprints in Croatia, and according to the international law, Croatia has to process his application, but he has been in Slovenia for more than 20 months. Ahmed got used to Slovenia, and now he speaks the language. He contributed to the society to the point that a protest was held to stop his deportation. The deportation is stopped, but it's not confirmed if he would stay in Slovenia or not among his friends. Now we move on to Gorica. Migrants, mostly from Pakistan, are stuck in the tunnel, nearby a cafe bar called The Tunnel. They are sleeping on the floor inside the tunnel. The condition of the tunnel is really, really bad. It's wet and cold at the moment. Imagine if winter comes. They also have no food, water, bathrooms, or medicine. Now we will listen to a song called Tikanya Fakuli, Open the Borders.
Comme l'hiver, et nous on vous reçoit toujours les bras ouverts. Vous êtes ici chez vous, après tout peu importe. On veut partir alors, ouvrez-nous la porte. Ouvrez les frontières. Du Cap à Gibraltar, nous sommes des milliers à vouloir comme vous venir sans rendez-vous. Travailler, mais nous on vous a pas refusé le visa.
sable doré, ni l'animal en cage, et battu nos forêts. Qu'est-ce qui nous reste quand on enlève vite? On se prépare au voyage et on se jette dans l'eau.
Dobrodošli nazaj. You are listening to Migrant Frequency on Radio Student 89.3 MHz. Now with you, Usama. And I would like to speak with you about the purpose of life and how it's connected with this migrant wave. Well, first of all, what is our purpose in this life? What we are serving in this life as Earthlings? Based on my theory about this subject, we are here to preserve our race from extinction. We are here to serve the main goal that we was born for in the first. So trying to survive and climb in the pyramid as much as we can. And that's lead us to ask, why this guy or that guy from Afghanistan or whatever he's doing here, why did he come here? Is it because of his country is in war? Well, obviously because of that. And also because of that, his existence was threaded with vanishing. And according to his purpose, he had to come here serving his only purpose and obeying his instinct. So we can see how it's related and how it's connected with these waves of migrants. For all of you migrants out there, whenever you cross with someone who would ask you or why did you come here or why are you here, the answer would be clear. You just answer, I'm here because of the same reason that you was born for, serving my purpose of life. And about what's going on with migrant frequency. Earlier this week we met with this guy, Jin, who is a refugee in Germany studying master's degree in migration. And he had heard of us there and he decided to come and visit us. And we could make an interview with him about his show and his radio show program in Germany that called Migration Today. So let's hear this now.
The aims of Migration Heute, Migration Today, is embedded in my past experience. So when I migrated to Germany, I was like kind of also a refugee, political refugee, and I encountered all the challenges that any migrant, any refugee might face in a new society. So in this way, I struggled really a lot to integrate in the society. I guess you know how it's really hard in Germany society to integrate. So I felt like I really have something to do to support this integration. So basically that's the way we created Migration Heute. And now we have more than 10 members and we are working in this migration sector. So basically we are communicating the migration. You know, the way people understand migration is not really on high level of understanding, which is sometimes triggers the stereotyping, which that says around refugees and migrants, for example. Many people who don't really have enough knowledge about migration, they will say like, migrants are here to steal our jobs, migrants are here just to harm our society, the cohesion, but that's not true. Migration existed even before the creation of borders and nation states. Reason why we are communicating migration, but also educating our society to understand that migration could be more positive than being presented in a negative way as it is.
And Jean, how is the immigration policy there in Germany? Like, how is the refugees facing their issues there? What's the main issues they are facing in Germany and so on?
Migration scholars, you know, over the past years, Germany have been going through different policies framework around migration, and Germany since 2005 have accepted to be like a migration country. You know, before 2005, it wasn't really that case. Of course, there were migration, but the country were reluctant to accept that it's a migration country. So basically today, you remember in 2015, there was a big number of refugees coming to Germany, and since then, Germany, with its welcoming culture, they try to do almost everything to integrate them. But still today, migrants and refugees, I mean, they are facing the same challenges, you know. The first challenge is about the language. You know, in Germany, it's a German language. So to integrate, you have to speak language. And, you know, studying and learning the new language is not easy. It's really a big challenge. Second is this group that I told you who understand migration in a negative perspective. Yes. And this is those are really the challenge that they have to face. Those group don't really understand migration as a positive. Instead, they understand in a negative way. Negative way means anti-migration, anti-migrant. Gotcha. And but the country is doing really a good job to educate and bridge the gap between the migrant and refugees. And now, I would say, like, Germany is really progressing in terms of integrating migrants because, as you know, they opened the border. And opening the border is not about just opening the border. It's also about opening the policies, opening the opportunities for those migrants and refugees in Germany.
And where do you think, like, the main problems of that migrants are facing coming from, like, what exactly the main problem they are facing, and how migrants are integrating there? Is it too hard, or?
Yeah, sure. And the integration is a complex issue. Sometimes it's not even easier to understand successful integration. What does it mean being successfully integrated? But in one way, I think in Germany context, integration means a person is able to make friends and, you know, have this kind of network inside the country, in his community. And then thereafter, getting a job, work, and contribute to the society, being self-reliant financially. So that's the way. But as I said, it's not even easier to integrate in a job market. In job market in Germany, you know, many migrants and many refugees didn't have the chance to have to get a higher education learning opportunities. And therefore, it's not even easy. But in Germany, we have something, a framework, and what we call like Ausbildung. It means like it's kind of vocational training where a migrant can get like 3 years, 2 years learning and working at the same time, and then afterwards he gets a certificate. But apart of that, they can also contribute to the society, to the country. They can bring this kind of social cohesion, you know, making a society open. Yeah. For example, there is a point that in Germany the society is getting open because of refugees. You know why? Because migrant, you know, when you get in a new country, you have to be open.
Yeah, yeah.
In this way, when you are open, then you can influence others, other people to get open to you, and then get this social cohesion and feeling of diversity and interculture.
Okay. And how is the newcomers, like the new migrants that come now to Germany, how they are being treated, whether in policy way or whether between the society, how they feel? Are they like welcome or not anymore? What?
Well, the issue of being welcomed in a society, for example, in Germany, you know, 2015, it was in the mainstream media. Germany opened the border. They had, all the people had a welcoming culture, you know, a mood of welcoming the refugees. But nowadays, because this influx stopped, and then it also, the coverage stopped in media. And therefore, it have an influence also in the way people understand now refugees and migrants in Germany. It's not in mainstream or public debates, but it's still, there is this kind of welcoming feeling like, having this kind of like, we have to accept refugees, we have to welcome them, to integrate them. You know, there's this kind of humanity approach. But still, as I said, there is also, you know, the AfD. The AfD in Germany is a very big counter-migration, anti-migration party. And it's now known in Europe, in everywhere. So they have got, they want to go in the parliament. And this is really an issue in migration in Germany, if we understand it. Yeah. So they might influence to some extent, although they are not the majority, they might influence the system to not really accept other refugees coming from around the world. But I think, the system in Germany, political system, is quite open for the migration. They understand it, although they have also the opposition parties like AfD or opposition figures. Sometimes we understand who might influence that one.
Okay, so one last question. What are your plans for the future?
Oh, our plan for the future, we are looking how we can work together with other organizations in the EU to contribute in advocating for diversity, tolerance, and integration of migrants. So when I say this, it's because like one voice cannot do anything, cannot do enough, but together we can build this kind of diverse society. Look at Canada. It's a very known migration country where migrants are integrated really easily. There is no issue about that. So that's the side we want. We want the European Union to understand migration as a positive and to make integration as like normal process. And even we are calling upon those opposition parties like AfD to stop benefiting popularity from migration, but instead to have consent, you know, on the way migration could be better and could contribute to the national interest of the hosting countries. That's first. And the second one, we want to, we are having this way of looking how we can create a very powerful media across the EU, which might advocate for this change. You know, media, it's everything. Whatever media shapes, people are likely to accept it and to believe it. So we want to construct this kind of media. If you see, the migrant medias, alternative media, are not really many across the EU. So we want to build this network of migrant media which advocate, which are close to policymakers, to the politician, in order to see that integration would keep progressing and making change. Another one, we are looking the way we can empower migrants themselves, you know. Advocating for the voice of them is not enough, but we have to also empower them in terms of creating something, developing their ideas. We have very musician migrant, we have journalists just like you, and we need to empower those people and give voice. The problem that we have of fake news and negative side representation of migration is that those refugee migrants, those foreign migrants who were exercising the media and journalism, are not given opportunity to raise their voice. So we want also, you know, the inclusion of refugee journalists, you know, and media, and refugee media to be empowered and then advocate for intercultural and diversity in us.
Okay. Joe from Migration Today Show, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Good luck. We have listened to Jin from Germany about his radio show program in Germany. So, dear listeners, we are at the end of our show. I hope that you enjoy listening to the show and you will hear from us again on the 18th of December. So, good evening and have a good night. Nafsidinia u December.
موجات المهاجرين
migrant frequency
la fréquence des immigrants
migrantska frequency
migrant
frequency
migranto frequency
it's time for migrant frequency man.